You're listening to the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team and the play-by-play here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, brought to you by Veronica Warwick and Warwick Realty. Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's the pregame show of the homecoming game as your Rowlett Eagles are at home taking on the Garland Owls live from HBJ Stadium. It is the pregame show, as we said, the pregame show being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Again, folks, if you have any needs in the realty business, whether you're buying or selling your home or you're just in the market, get in contact with Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty at 469-939-9624. We appreciate her sponsorship here on the pregame show, as let's just put it out there, folks. This could be the most important game of the season for the Rowlett Eagles as they gear up for, you know, the pressure of the homecoming game, the pressure of where they are in the standings, as well as where they're going to lead as far as the rest of the season. And I thought it was going to start last week. I really did. I thought this was the game when the Rowlett Eagles were taking on the Tyler Lee Red Raiders, which, by the way, they got a good, solid victory last week. And that is really important, because if you think about what that was all about as they were on the road, you know, that was a long bus trip. Now, folks, we're not talking about those fancy buses where they're somewhat comfortable. We're talking about school buses, and that was a long drive, an hour and 45 minutes to get down to Tyler Lee to take on the Tyler Lee Red Raider at Tyler Rose Stadium. And they got the big-time victory, 54-20. In a game that I looked at the Sachse Mustangs and the Tyler Lee Red Raiders the week before, the way Tyler took Sachse and got the victory against Sachse, I really thought that that was a turning point for this football team. And it was really obvious last week as they were missing their starting quarterback, without question. And it showed. Because you had the quarterback, Amy, who wasn't throwing the football. They were depending on the run. They were doing a lot of things in order to try to get some kind of positivity on that side. They had a couple of big plays. The Rowlett Eagles this year have been giving up big plays. But the good thing about the Eagles is they've been able to get back into a game, not let that big play affect them. And I'm talking about the big plays up on defense. The offense just comes out and does their job. And that is really huge when you look at the maturity of this football team as they move on for the rest of the season. That means they can put a play behind them. And that's huge. I say that on this level. I wish I had that kind of, mentality to be able to put a play like that behind me. Because if I was on the defensive side of the ball and that happened, I think I'd beat myself up. This is a football team where these players are not beating each other up. I find that so refreshing, because these coaches, Coach Stevens and all those other coaches, they go and they teach these kids. There's going to be times when you're going to mess up. You just got how you're going to react to the play where you maybe screwed up or didn't do the job well. I think that is what they're really instilling in these kids. And I find that so refreshing. Instead of seeing the coaches on the sidelines losing it on a kid when he just made a mistake or got out of position or something happened. I don't see that on the sideline. I don't see the coaches going crazy. I don't see the coaches grabbing the guy by the jersey and pulling him to the side. I see, I don't know if it's to a detriment, because when you talk football, you're talking about a physical, game in a tough game. But it's almost like the coach is so much of a father figure to him that he's sitting there and he's talking to him, making sure they understand where they were. And the other coaches, they're just like it. So that is a positive for this football team. Now, whether or not that happens in practice, I don't know. I don't sit out there and practice. I only see what I see in the game. And also, picture tells a thousand words. We have a picture of Coach Stevenson talking to one of his players as he came off of the football field after it was a big-time play that he gave up, and he was just looking him in the eye and talking to him and teaching him. It was really a cool picture. If you get the opportunity to see it's really neat. And I think that's really something that's refreshing, because I've seen where coaches lose it on the sideline. I've seen coaches get in the face of the players. I've seen all that. And I never thought that was either A, healthy, or just right for football, at least on the high school level. So I find it very good, and the coaching staff has been outstanding. Now, next week, folks, on the Couch Potato Sports Show, it's going to be a good week. And I say that because as we get moving into this season, when you looked at the schedule, and I want to just go over what we were looking at, but we're going to have some special guests coming in here. And an NFL player, we'll talk about that, is going to be on our show. Former Rowlett Eagles, we all know who it is, but I'll announce it after the break. But he's going to be on our show. Finally got that down. We're going to have them a little bit later towards the playoffs. And I'll mention who he is when we come back off of the break. We're going to have the principal. We're going to have Coach Doug Stevens here in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be an exciting week. But this week, sometimes when I sit here and I decide what I'm going to do as far as the pregame show and who I'm going to bring in and what I'm going to bring in and what I'm going to do, I look at what's going on. So I'm going to explain a little bit more about that on the other side. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to hear from Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what I'm talking about. Also, a little bit later in the show, the Eagle-Eyed Bill Cerna will join us on our last segment. So keep your eyes and ears open for that as we go into our first break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back. Buying or selling your home in the Rowlett, Rockwall, Heath area? Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Veronica will utilize the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find solutions that are tailored to you and your situation. With the drive and dedication of Veronica, she has set a new standard of excellence of realty in Texas. Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sonny sent you.
You're not like everyone else. No, you are a penny picker-upper. And you realize that a found penny isn't just a penny, it's the world's tiniest token. In honor of your savings savvy, CC's is dropping 1 million special pennies on the sidewalks around our restaurants, some with much more than a penny. It's what you'd expect from the home of the endless pizza buffet for $5 and change. So get to it. There's a penny out there with your name on it.
Let Costco Insurance hit a home run for you. Clear the bases with a free home and auto insurance quote from Costco Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road. Or visit us on the web at CostcoInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's industrial, commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income, and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team, as the team is really doing well. They're 3-1 out on the season, as their only loss goes to the Keller Indians that happened in Keller. But you take away from that game, we have seen a very good football team for your Rowlett Eagles. In week number one, they got the victory against Louisville, 38-20. Then they came back with yet another victory against the Lake Highlands, 44-21. Then they took the loss, 56-41 to Keller. And then they came back, though, storming back over at HPJ Stadium, 48-40 over Lakeview Centennial. And then they got the victory on the road against Tyler Lee, 54-20. So when you look at the numbers for the Rowlett Eagles and where they are, they're averaging about 46 points a game, with the low being 38, the high being 54. And they got that against the Tyler Lee football team that I thought was going to be really challenging for this football team in this district. So if when you look at what's going on with this football team, they've played well. But I still think they haven't met that talent yet, except for Keller. And I think they get that, you know, really that challenge this week at homecoming, as the Rowlett Eagles are taking on the Garland Owls. And that is a big, big-time game. Homecoming, always a big one as far as the city is concerned. You see the ribbons all over town, and it's big for this town. It's big for this city, because one of the things, everybody gets involved. The mayor gets involved. A lot of people get involved that normally don't get involved with these things. We had the mayor on last year talking about the city and what's going on with the city. So this is one of these weeks where the city is aware of a lot of things that's going on in the city because of homecoming. So the Rowlett Eagles get that, you know, really big challenge against a 4-1 football team, just like they are, as they are sitting right there tied for the top spot in the district at 4-1. So really, this could be the game of the year. Then they follow it up on the 15th of October as they take on North Garland, and then they'll go on the bye. And then the next game will be the 23rd of October, as Rowlett is going to be taking on Rockwall at HBJ Stadium. By the way, North Garland game, that happens up at Williams Stadium. We'll have that coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. After that, HBJ Stadium for Rockwall, then back at Williams to take on the Neyman Forest Rangers, and then the Rowlett Eagles finish out the season at home at HBJ Stadium against Saxe. So when you're looking at the schedule, there's two games that stand out, and this week is one of them. And the last week, of course, the Saxe Mustangs. That's that rivalry game that comes, you know, at the end of the season each and every year. So, looking at the standings, let's go to the District 11 6A standings, as the Garland Owls and your Rowlett Eagles are both 4-1 overall. They're both 2-0 in the district. So, and the Garland Owls are 1-1 at home. They are 2-0, the Rowlett Eagles are 2-0 at home. And away, the Garland Owls are 3-0, and your Rowlett Eagles are 2-1. So, a very interesting, as you look at the standing. So, let's hop back into this. As Rockwall is in third place, they are 2-3 on the season. And the reason why they have hopped above Saxey, who are 4-1, it's because of district. They are 2-0 in the district. So they have leapfrogged the Saxey Mustangs, who are 4-1, but they are 1-1 in the district. That's the reason why. The district will be the placement. That's why it's so important for Rowlett to get the victory in district against Garland, because they will have the tiebreaker for the top spot if that's where it is. I have no thinking that this team will not make the playoffs at all. Even if they lose against Garland and lose against Saxey, they're still going to make the playoffs because of the quick start at 4-1. But this game here, I think we'll pretty much write the book on what's going to happen as far as 11-6A. So, like we said, Rockwall jumped above Saxey in the standings with the 2-3 record, but the 2-0 record in district. Then Saxey is in fourth place with a 4-1 record, and they are 1-1 in the district. North Garland then at 3-2, they are 1-1 in the district. Then Lakeview Centennial, who started off hot this season, they are now 3-2. They were 3-0. They are 0-2 in the district. So they got a good number, but it's not good enough because of the district, as they took the loss to the Rowlett Eagles as well. Then Tyler Lee, 1-4, 0-2 in the district. And then, of course, Neiman Forest, they are 0-5. They are 0-2 in the district. So Neiman Forest having a real tough time this year moving into it. Surprise teams. I told everybody to look out for the Garland Owls at the beginning of the season, because this is a team that really showed me something last year over at Williams Stadium with the victory in overtime. The Rowlett Eagles let the Owls back in this game, and what they did is they went ahead and took advantage of some of the things that the Rowlett Eagles did wrong in that game toward the end, which put them in the position where the tie happened, and then they got the victory in overtime. But North Garland at 3-2 is a surprise, because they didn't have a great season, so they're stepping it up so far this year. And then the surprise, the Lakeview Centennial Patriots, 3-2 on the season, starting off at 3-0, but man, they just took a two-game loss in a row in district, which really affected them out on the football field and definitely in the standings. So it is. It's Garland, Rowlett, Rockwall, and Saxey in that order in the 11-6A. And it's going to be the top four teams that will be making the playoffs. North Garland then Lakeview Centennial, Tyler Lee, then Neiman Forest. That's the standings for the Rowlett Eagles. So there's something to be said. And you go back to that schedule. How important is tonight's game? It's district. It's all about district. So if the Rowlett Eagles get the victory, they'll be 3-0 in the district and take over first place in the district with a 3-0 record. And Rockwall, if they get the victory this week, they will improve to 3-0. So one of these teams is going to lose. They'll end up in third place if Rockwall gets the victory. So When you look at games, and when you look at teams that you're about ready to go to, looking at Saxey this year, so Saxey started out this season with a victory over Wiley, 37-24. Then they came and beat Plano West, which is a good football team. They beat them 44-34. Then Saxey came back out the victory against Bishop Lynch, 50-34. And then Saxe, big time in the second half of the game against Tyler Lee, 66-41. They put on the gas. And then the victory, the loss against Garland, Saxe lost 38-34. So looking at Saxe's schedule for the rest of the season, they have North Garland, they have Rockwall, Neyman Forest, Lakeview Centennial, and then Rowlett to finish up the season, being the rivalry game at the end of the year. And it will be interesting to see where Saxe will be, because that game that they have got to take, they still have to beat North Garland, and that game happens the same night as the Rowlett Eagles, and we'll keep you up to date during the game, because that's going to be an important game as far as keeping your eye on Saxe. So that's going to be a huge game as they move forward. And we'll do that, and we'll keep track of a lot of other things as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned as they move forward. And looking at what happened in the game last week, we saw something that I thought was really interesting. We saw Logan Bonner play a very, very good game. And what I'm talking about, you can sit and look at Logan Bonner week in, week out. But we still go back to the simple fact of the matter is this young man has put together a season so far that I don't think Rowlett is used to seeing at the quarterback position. And the reason being, it's the huge zero that is at the interceptions. I bring it up each and every week. I tell you this because I feel when you see Logan Bonner not throw interceptions, they get the victories, even though Keller got them. But, man, 15 touchdowns. They are Logan Bonner. Okay, he is 111 out of a 191, 58% passing, 1621 yards. That's huge. That is so huge for the Rowlett Eagles, and because he's going to continue those numbers because of the schedule. This game tonight, I think, is going to be a high-scoring game as the Rowlett Eagles are getting ready to take on the Garland Owls. So that's going to be huge as well. So that having been said, that's where we are right now. What we're going to do now is we're going to take another quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going to happen as far as the Rowlett Eagles, as far as the show, who we're going to have on. We'll talk about that on the other side. We'll talk about some of the stats that we've seen. We'll go over the stats from the Tyler Lee game, and we'll be all set and ready to rock and roll. So we're going to do that here after we hear from Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. She is a Keller Williams agent. She is the sponsor of the pregame show. We'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. We'll be right back. There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat?
But fast food isn't the answer.
Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angel's Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven.
At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com.
Dreaming of a beautiful Disney Hawaiian holiday? Dream no more. Gather up the Ohana and pack your bags. This deal's too good to miss. Stay and Save at Alani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii. From January 4th to March 17th, you can save 30% on a five-night stay and 25% off a four-night stay at Alani. No joke, folks. This is the real deal. So what are you waiting for? Contact Ginger at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or Ginger at worldofmagictravel.com today for your free, no-obligation quote, and let's get started on your new magical adventure.
Bray Power Learning Center in Garland is conveniently located for families from Garland, Plano, Wiley, Sachse, and Rowlett. Unlike tutoring centers, Great Power trains students to process information better and approach learning more strategically.
We utilize our own proprietary curriculum to develop active thinking and independent learning rather than drilling skills or tutoring schoolwork. Make sure you check out Great Power Learning located at 5435 North Garland Avenue in Garland or give them a call at 972-675-9505 and tell them Sunny sent you.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to be in the spelling bee.
Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
And we're back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. An exciting year so far as we are getting set and moving into the district and getting into those district plays. We're in the third week of district and a very important third week for the Rowlett Eagles as they take on the Garland Owls at homecoming. A big-time event as far as the city is concerned. Everybody knows about it. Everybody's talking about it. And, of course, if for some reason you can't make the game, of course, you can hear it on the Couch Potato Sports Show. All you got to do is go over to www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports. You'll hear the play-by-play right there as we got a good understanding with HBJ Stadium. We're going to be hardwired and ready to go in that for the biggest game of the year. We're going to be bringing in the crowd. It's going to be huge. So make sure you join us if you're for some reason you cannot make it there. And you can also give us a call, 347-215-7497. For hearing the coverage of the play-by-play of the Rowlett Eagles taking on the Garland Owls. Also, let's give you a little schedule. Next week, we're going to have on the principal of the Rowlett Eagles. It's going to... is Rowlett High School. Michelle Bounds is going to be with us. And also, towards the playoffs, we're going to bring in Marquise Goodwin, a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. He hasn't had any time out on the field yet, no catches so far this year, at least up to this date. Hopefully he'll be able to see the field as the Buffalo Bills are actually having a pretty good season right now. So we'll be bringing him on towards the playoff time as we're going to be bringing more and more things like that. And we'll also play that interview during halftime. So Marquise Goodwin, NFL Pan Ams, I think he finished second in the long jump over in the Pan Am Games. I mean, so this guy's got speed, he can jump, and he's a wide receiver in the NFL. I guess you can call him Rowlett's son, going out making a big name for himself in the sporting world. So that's going to be interesting. We'll also bring on head coach Doug Stevens next week. I want to get past the Garland game. I just did that executive decision. I don't want to bother him. An important week. Let's just keep Doug Stevens' mind on football, and then we'll talk to him next week. So next week, we're going to have Michelle Bounds as well as the head coach of the Rowlett Eagles, Doug Stevens, and we're going to get that set up. It's going to be fun, and we'll see what the coach feels about his team going in for the rest of the season and where he thinks that they will be standing towards the playoffs. So we're going to bring him in. That's going to be good stuff. Rowlett Eagles having a pretty successful season. I want to go over. We talked a little bit about the stats from Logan Bonner as he is 111 of 191, a 58% passing percentage, 1,620 yards, and 15 touchdowns. sounds so far a great season for this young man as he gets ready to, you know, take his place over at Arkansas State, as he's committed to there. So, and I'm sure he's probably going to get more offers to play football as he keeps going and having the successful season that he is as a senior. And this young man took over as a sophomore and made noise immediately, even though that they didn't have a great successful first season with him at the quarterback position. But remember, this guy was a sophomore, so he got a, kind of reminds me of, not necessarily a Peyton Manning, but how he took the bumps and bruises of not having a great season and had made the best of it in his junior year, and definitely doing very well here in his senior year as well. So, looking at more thing as far as your rushing is concerned, Kobe Morrow, 101 attempts. He's got 669 yards rushing. He's averaging 6.6 yards a carry, 10 touchdowns for your main running back for the Rowlett Eagles, being Kobe Morrow. Then Ladarius Dickens, 15 rushes, 79 yards and 2 touchdowns. Garrett Hermes, who comes in as you know, to take over for Logan Bonner, 5 rushes, 56 yards as well. Logan Bonner, 17 rushes, 39 yards, obviously showing that he is not necessarily that running quarterback. They have Noah Jones, 5 rushes, 34 yards. Carter, 10 rushes, 30 yards, and a touchdown. He got that touchdown, or the first touchdown of the season for him in the first quarter against Tyler Lee. That was big. And Fashad, 4 rushes, 19 yards, and Dylan Watts, 2 rushes, 6 yards. Over on the receiving side of it, Ladarius Dickens with 37 receptions, 669 yards. Same amount of yards that Kobe Morrow has rushing the football. So 669, 18.1 yards per catch, 19 touchdowns for the Rowlett Eagles. Dylan Watts right behind him there, with 11 catches with 245 yards and 3 touchdowns. Then Quentin Stenton, 18 catches, 200 yards and a touchdown. Josh Lewis, 9 catches, 168 yards and a touchdown. And Cameron Vitash with 12 receptions, 127 yards and a touchdown. Kobe Morrow getting in a little bit of it, 14 catches, 82 yards in the passing play. Jalen Bolden, 7 catches for 77 yards. And then Jacob George, 2 catches for 31 yards. And Jesse Smith, 1 catch for 22 yards. So as you look at the numbers and everything, 11 touchdowns for Ladarius Dickens, 10 touchdowns for Kobe Morrow. Dylan Watts with 4 touchdowns. And it goes on, Logan Bonner with a touchdown rushing himself, Josh Lewis, as well as Quentin Stenton, Vitash, and Carter, all with touchdowns for your Rowlett Eagles. So Alvin Kentworthy with 3 field goals on the season, as well as Chris Lupo, both have as they share the kicking duties. Sometimes I don't know who gets out there because they're not turned enough and their numbers are close. 14 PAT for Chris Luplo, as well as Alvin Kentworthy. He has 13 extra points for the Rowlett Eagles in the kicking game. So watch out a little bit for that as we go on. Looking at the defense, and that's what is next. We're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We'll hear from Veronica Warwick, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit what we're seeing on the defense. I'll say it, Jared Elmore is definitely having a great season out for your Rowlett Eagles. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we come back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network here on the Pregame Show, brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. It's a Keller Williams agent. We'll be back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
With over 25 years of experience, Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning have received many awards and recognition, including Angie's List and the Best of Rowlett. Ask about our yearly preventative maintenance plan that includes two visits to your home for one unit for $155 and $245 for two units. Mention you heard this ad on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast and receive an extra 10% off. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 to set up an appointment or check out their website at StevensonsHVAC.com.
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all, whether it's NRA-certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies-only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
Coming to El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett for our comfortable small-town ambiance that is a great getaway from the typical Mexican dine-in restaurant that you might expect in the Dallas area. Did someone say specials? At El Centro Mexican Restaurant on Tuesday night, they have six dinners for $5.95. And don't forget about Fajita Night Wednesdays, where every order is a dollar off. That's at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett. 214-227-5096.
At ACG Medical Supplies, our family is dedicated to helping yours, whether it be from electric scooters to power wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, lift chairs, nebulizers, hospital beds, walkers, canes, diabetic supplies, or CPAP machine supplies. We have it all. Visit our showroom in the Timberlake Shopping Center. We're open on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66, Monday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are closed on Sundays. You can also shop online at acgmedical.net. ACG Medicals are proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys Varsity Basketball Team. Go Eagles!
And welcome back into the County State Sports Show. It's the pregame show. I got online the Eagle Eye himself, my right-hand man, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, what's happening, Sonny? How you doing?
Not much. We're getting into last week's game was a very interesting game. We went there and pretty much had an easy way at it. And I guess I want to ask you, as a guy that's been watching this team and how it's been, do you think the fact that they ran into a pretty easy game going into what possibly, as far as district is concerned, the most difficult game of the year, at least to this point, was it the fact that they had a good, easy game kind of the week before? Is that going to affect them this week, you think?
No, I don't think it is. And, that game last week was a tale of two games. In the first half, there was a lot of mistakes that happened. There was a close game at halftime, but we really took control of the second half, both on the offensive and defensive side of the game. So that's something you can't afford to do with a team like Garland. So, hopefully they learned from their mistakes in that first half, and they took they definitely came out in the second half ready to go, and hopefully they can continue that here tonight.
Yeah, they rolled it to a 54-20 lead. A couple of mistakes right before halftime, letting a turnover get in for a touchdown, or we are talking 54-14, max as far as that's concerned. So your Eagles improved to 4-1 overall, 2-0 in the district, and 11-6A. And the Raiders, they dropped to 1-4 and 0-2 in the district. But we're going up against a different team. We talked about this at the beginning of the season, and I said, watch out for this Garland Dallas football team. I thought it was going to be better than Sachse. I thought it was going to be better, obviously, than Rockwall. And I hate being right sometimes, especially going into this game. But this game is much different. It's going to be played at HBJ, which is the home field for the Rowlett Eagles. But really, you think about that game last year when the Eagles were at Williams. That was a home game for the Rowlett Eagles as well.
It was at the other stadium, wasn't it, last year where we played?
Yeah, it was at Williams, but they were so close there, Bill, that we had a good turnout over there on the side on that side of the football field.
Yeah, we had a great turnout, and that, actually, that was the only stadium where we were actually positioned on the visitor side of the ball, and really close to the fans. Matter of fact, to get up in the press box, we had to go to the fans, and it was a very awesome environment. It was a great crowd on both sides. I tell you what, it was I would love to see what the numbers were for that game. I think that was one of the higher attendance games for the year. So they made it out in probably the most entertaining game of the season.
Absolutely. I think it was the best game that the Rowlett Eagles played all year long. Now, granted, they had a good game against Sachse, but even though they lost that football game in overtime, this is that revenge game. The Eagles went back because that was last year a tale of between two halves as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys returning on that Rowlett team that remember the game last year because we had control of that game for the first half. And Garland made some great adjustments in that second half to put themselves back into that game leading into overtime.
Yeah, that was one of the games that I really much enjoyed. Plus, like you said, being at Williams Stadium, I really actually liked that stadium. It was and the crowd of where we were at on the other side was really a fun crowd for us as well. So I was looking at the attendance. We actually outdrew the Garland Owls at their own home field, so that was interesting. But this year might be a little bit different, seeing a different football team. But really, when you look at the standings, Bill, this is the most important game, I think, of the year, because when you look at the rest of the schedule, there's really only other one team that the Rowlett Eagles might have a problem with, and that would be the last week against Sachse. So this game right here, it is prime for positioning for the rest of the season until that last week.
Well, I know you and I have differed on this, but I think that Rockwall Yellow Jacket team is something that we've definitely got to be concerned about. But you know, with a Coach Stevens, you definitely take you take the 1 week at a time and not worry about the games ahead of you, because that's where you take that risk of really taking a bite out of you if you do that. So hopefully, he has his kids focused week to week. But you're absolutely right when it comes to that Sachse game. I would like to see us to have a cushion in the district before we get to that game, so that way we don't have to, we don't have to worry about it as much.
I think I'm right there with you, especially in the district. Going into it, and this will be one of the better teams that we face within the district, and so I think that's going to be a very important game as we take a look at what happens this upcoming week. This is a different football team. They got a good running team. Their quarterback is also that dual threat at the same time, Bill. This is going to be one of those tough games, and this one's going to be, I think, on high cylinder from start to finish.
You're absolutely right. And, they have all their key players back from this year. Jacoby Williams is back there passing the ball.
Yes.
He's only completed 91 passes, saying only because he has 15 of those are for touchdown passes. So that's a great percentage on his completions. He's completing 57% of his passes. On your running game, you have Michael Turman that is actually having a great game so far, or a season so far too, where he's averaging almost 5 yards a game. and he's got 7 touchdowns. So they definitely, their star players are definitely in the key positions for this team. I think, and we talked about this last week, I think the biggest thing is going to be coming, again, is going to be the defense.
Right, and you're right, that rushing attack is going to be huge, especially, and especially when we saw the Rowlett Eagles give up that big play. Not to really, burst any bubbles or make anybody feel bad, I think we'll probably see that. That's been, something that has happened so far in every single one of the games where there's that big play that happens, whether it's going to be Michael Turman. Hey, 103 rushes, 508 yards, 7 touchdowns on the season. I think he can do it. Or whether it's going to be Loveless or Compton getting open behind the receivers. I think you're right. Key to this game, I'm not worried about the offense. I say that with a lot of confidence. If anything, what we got to worry about is figuring out how you're going to stop this offense. Because Jacoby Williams, like you said, he's only 91 of 159. For 1,300 yards, the 15 touchdowns, but you take a look, he's also got 28 rushing attempts, 64 yards, and 3 touchdowns, so that puts him right down by that goal. If they get close, Jacoby Williams can go both ways. He can either throw it or take it in himself.
Well, and absolutely, when you have a receiving core where you have four guys over 10 passes so far this year, that's a great ratio. You think if you've only played four games so far and you already have four receivers that have over 10 completions, with two of them having over 400 yards in receiving yards, they have a lot of weapons they can go to. So I think that's definitely going to be a challenge with our defense. We haven't seen so many weapons on the receiving core that they bring to us.
Yeah, Ladarius Dickens, Dylan Watts, Quentin Stenton, Cameron Vatash, and Kobe Morrow, all of them, like you said, that over the 10 for the Rowlett Eagles, so you got guys in double figures for your Rowlett Eagles receiving. Ladarius Dickens, still 9 touchdowns, 30 receptions, 669 yards. Kobe Morrow, 101 rushes for 669 yards. That 10 touchdowns, we had that was where you got to see Kobe Morrow take a big jump in touchdown pass, touchdown rush. I think what he had 4 just this past game.
Yeah, and then that just is, we have so many weapons that we can pick from. But, we talked about this last week, and then you look again this week and the area stats for the DFW area, and we're top of all the lists,
right.
Receiving with Dickens, with running with Morrow, with Bonner is your number one rated passer. What you don't see is the number two rated passer in the area is actually Jacoby Williams.
Yes.
So you got the 1 and 2 passing threats in this area that are going to be going up against each other tonight.
Yeah, and I think you said it right at the beginning of this, our talk here is that we are going to see it defensively. Who's going to have it? And it's the same thing that happened last year. The Rowlett Eagles defensively, unfortunately, gave up some points in the second half with a combination of not getting enough and offense with getting the first downs when they needed them. I remember that so vividly, the first downs not coming and Logan Bonner having to do the one-step back kick. So this week, as far as this year is concerned, I think you got a prime, and from what I'm hearing, I think they're going to have a lot of attention on this game, obviously because of the number one and number two teams going off in this district.
Yeah, and actually I even noticed on Fox 4 News, this game was actually one of four that they were going to highlight tonight, and I'm not sure if we were actually picked. Hopefully we were, that we were spotlighted with Fox 4 News. But, even then, they see that this is a high-profile game. This is, top two teams in our district. So it's definitely going to get a lot of looks and hopefully a lot of people in the seats tonight.
I think it's going to be an exciting game. Got a lot of teams. Now, one of the things that the Rowlett Eagles, not that I don't think they would, they got some games that they can't have the let up, whether it is Neiman Forest or North Garland here in the next couple of weeks. Now, we also have the bye as well. I think that bye is going to be really good for the Rowlett Eagles as they get set to go in that final portion of the schedule to try to complete the schedule and put themselves, I mean, and the way the team is playing, especially Logan Bonner, all you got to do is take a look at the numbers, and that tells you how well this young cat is doing. 111 of 191. His passer rating is at 58%, 1,621 yards and 15 touchdowns. We talked about the success of this football team, maybe quite possibly at least getting to the second round of the playoffs. But when I look at the numbers this year compared to last year, obviously we didn't have Logan Bonner for like three or four games. This team is more primed to go a little bit further into the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've been able to avoid so far this year is any serious injury that's going to keep anybody out for a long period of time. And hopefully, you know, as we come to the midpoint of the season, that we can continue that. I think our bye week that we have this season is actually perfect. I think it's next week, which is right in the middle of the season. It gives us an extra week to, first of all, you know, just get our feet back under us, regroup, kind of take care of those nicks and bruises and whatnot and come back against Rockwall here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this the timing of the schedule and where the Rowlett Eagles are, you know, I think it has been huge this year, and I think you just kind of whizzed over the top of it. No major, you know, major injuries for long periods of time, keeping guys out of the lineup that would have definitely a impact on each and every week as they take on Garland this week. Then they have, like you said, they have the bye, North Garland, then Rockwall, Neiman Forest. I think even coming back, they're easing off of the bye with North Garland, who unfortunately for them, not having a good season, they could get their feet up underneath them as well and get set, like you said, that game for Rockwall. You think it's going to be a game. I think the fact that they're missing their running back from last year makes this game, I don't want to say it even makes it even. I give the advantage to the Rowlett Eagles going into that game, especially with the way things have shaped up right now as far as the standings. You know, Rowlett and Garland right there on top as far as the standings are concerned. They're the ones that are controlling this district right now, because really, once you look at it, you know, they got the wins through the season, Bill, but you saw how the fact that as far as the standings are concerned, you've seen the Rowlett Eagles, even though they're sitting right up on top, you were talking about Rockwall, they have taken that jump into third place, even though they're 2-3 on the season. They're 2-0 in the district, which puts them ahead of Sachse. So you're right. In district play, the Rockwall Yellow Jackets have come to play and play hard.
Yeah, they did start off 0-3, but they did have some tough games that they played. You know, they went up against a good Trinity team, which is one of the top in the nation, and they actually held pretty good with them through three quarters. So they've had a really tough out of district game. So you know what, that. Playing those type of games, yeah, you might come away with losses, but you gain a lot from them. So that's why I still think that they're definitely a team to keep an eye out for here in the district play.
And as we are doing this a little bit early, this is always pre-recorded, folks. The Garland Lakeview Centennial Patriots, they're on the road in Tyler. And talk about a team that unfortunately has had a bad 2 weeks. First of all, they get hit by your Rowlett Eagles as they go ahead and get it. Then Rockwall has their way with them as well. The Lakeview Centennial Patriots looking to get turned around and get back into it and try to get back into standings, because the Lakeview Centennial Patriots are 0-2 in the district. They definitely need to get the victory against Tyler Lee here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both of them are really hungry for one, because I noticed with that Tyler Lee game last week, they, they're struggling. You look at their record, they're struggling. But I tell you what, they put up a lot of points against Sachse, and I could see where they got that. They're a big play team themselves. So they just, you know, our defense really came and stuck it together there in the second half to make that game into more of a rout than was expected. So both those teams are hungry, and both of them can be a little bit more dangerous down the season.
What are you looking for towards the rest of the season as they do? I mean, really, if let's just say the Rowlett Eagles for some reason drop these games, you know, not that I think that they will, because I think this team is going to be a playoff team. I worry, though, when I look at the Rowlett Eagles, especially against the game and Keller. That game comes back, and it's actually been giving me nightmares, Bill, because we talked about where they needed to be to go into the playoffs and succeed in the playoffs. They needed to beat that Keller football team. But I was
and Sonny, and you keep calling me at 3 in the morning, and well, now I know why.
It's the redoubt. No, but you know. But here's one thing that I look back upon that game. I remember it was probably about 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. You seen the change in the attitudes of the Eagles. They had to change, and they started actually getting ready for the next week, because they had called that game off. They knew they had lost that game, but they were trying other things. I just wonder what your expectation. I mean, there are a lot of good teams that we, and you remember Mesquite Horn last year just really had their way with them in the playoffs. That game unfortunately wasn't even close for the Rowlett Eagles, and then that quarterback, by the way, coming out of Horn, he's having another good season as well. I actually know his mother; she's at my bank actually. So. But, you know, I worry going into the, not maybe necessarily the first round, but once they start really hitting that competition of some of the other teams that are located within their, you know, that 6A spot.
Well, and you know what, with any loss, it's not a good thing, but if you can take something away from it, that's definitely a game that they will. And the reason I say that is because there's so many big plays that happened for Keller that Rowlett normally doesn't give up. So if you learn from that, if you take advantage of that, and you make those adjustments to not allow those big plays, Rowlett has hardly given up any touchdowns all year that hasn't been a big play. Everything that they've given up has been big plays. So overall, their defense is holding up really well. So if you can take from that game to minimize the big plays, then they have good opportunity with anybody. So playing a good team like Keller, Keller is still second place in their district. Taking what you learn from that game should be able to help them with the playoffs. Not only that, playing some of this competition that you're playing with in the district, playing a Sachse and playing a Garland Owls and a Rockwall, those are great teams. So you know, you take what you can get from those teams going into the playoffs. That's definitely going to help us.
It's going to start here tonight as the Rowlett Eagles. They are at home. They get the good home crowd. Hopefully that'll be good. This one's going to be the best one of the season, I think, Bill, even though Keller was shaping up to be that way. But, you know, Garland and, you know, I hate the fact that they call the Sachse game the actual rivalry game, because I think this is one of those games that could be very easily the rivalry here within this district.
Well, and these teams match up really well with each other, I think, especially on the offensive side of it, where a team like Keller was, you know what, they were very, not fully one-dimensional, but they're, you know, Tyler Tutt was their running back. He was the mainstay of that team. He was the difference of that game, where a team like Garland Owls, where they can beat you through the air, they can beat you with their feet, they can beat you with their special teams. So they're going to see a little bit more well-balanced team than what we saw with Keller.
Yeah, Chris Robinson, Mesquite Horn. I still have the nightmares, that guy. And he's off to another year. He's looking at those numbers you were talking about, the stats, he's right up there as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they move into the playoffs. So it's going to be a good one here tonight as you're hearing the play-by-play here on the Couch Potato Sports Show as the kickoff is at 7:30, Bill. Gonna be a good one. Best one of the year, my friend.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. And folks, that's gonna do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Make sure you get on over. Folks, again, if you hear the sponsors on this show and you can use any of their services or use what they do, please, please, please pick up the phone, give them a call, and let them know that Sonny Clark and the Couch Potato Sports Show recommended you to run on over there. Let them know that you're hearing the games right here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. It's going to be time for kickoff. We're out of here. Bye-bye.